Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's window into the world of the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from RKP Productions, and they are presenting the world premiere tonight of a play called Spikes, written by Anchorage's own Shotzi Schaffers and directed by Anchorage's own Dick Reichman. And they're both here to join us on Stage Talk to talk about this play. Opens tonight, performs at the Cyrano's Theater location over on DeBarra Street, performs through the 29th of April. I want to welcome my guests, Shotzi Schaffers, who has been a playwright in town here for a while. In fact, you've just had another play produced at Anchorage Community Theater.
Yeah,
last fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're the hot one in town here. With your
I'm
plays.
Having a good season.
That's great. Well, welcome. I saw Silver Thought. I'm anxious to see Spikes, to see how that just turned out. And we also have Dick Reichman, who's not only a director of note, he's also a playwright. So we're going to talk a little bit about how he, as a playwright director, has worked with a playwright. And Shotzi, you're also a director. Everybody is everything in this room, apparently. We're all just very talented people here.
Right, which means we're all up in each other's business, really.
That's right. But anyway, Dick, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
So Spikes, an original play. Tonight it opens for the very first time, obviously. No one knows about this play except those people who have been involved. So when the audience comes tonight, Dick, can you give us a bit of a preview about just an overall view of what this play is about? That's a pretty big question, but give us an idea.
There are a number of different ways that a dramatist could write a play about a news event, and this is about the Enron scandal about 18, 19 years ago. You could do a documentary, you could do a history. Or you could do the human story, and Shotzi's play does the human story. Who were the guys who committed the shenanigans at Enron? What kind of people were they? What were their personalities like? What were their histories like? Who were the people who suffered as a result of those shenanigans? In this play, we meet a handful of these characters. So while it is roughly historically following the thing, it's actually a human recreation of the event. We look at the news event from the inside, from a handful of the principals. So it turns into a real drama, which is a human story.
Yeah, and it's very loosely based. You know, we never at any point in the script mention Enron. The play, you know, the characters in the play are not Jeffrey Skilling and Kenneth Lay and all those people we know about from the documentary and from the history of that, because I took such great liberties with the story. But anybody who knows anything about the Enron scandal is going to recognize those details in the script.
But it seems so contemporary to today, too, with all the scandals going on in businesses as we have today. So this is kind of a timeless story, isn't it?
Yeah, corporate greed has not gone away.
Oh, it hasn't.
No, somehow it's still around. We haven't learned our lesson.
It's so simple, though, because it's not an internet crime. You know, today it's much more complicated.
Well, this is a complicated crime, isn't it? Shotzi, what was your inspiration for writing this play?
Well, you know, when I remember when the Enron scandal happened, it was all so big I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I remember watching it on the news and not really understanding exactly how all of these pieces fell into place. And then over the years, as I became more interested in it, and I did see the documentary, The Smartest Guys in the Room, and that revealed a lot about the Enron scandal that a lot of people didn't know, the details like the California blackouts being caused by Enron. That got me really interested, and I started doing a lot more research. I was reading the transcripts between the energy traders and everything that was going on behind the scenes, and I started to see what these characters were like and, you know, what it must have been like to be in that office, in that culture.
And but in this play, You started this play about 10 years ago, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it actually was had a different title then. It was Grandma Millie and the Crooked E, which is a terrible title. It took me 10 years to figure that out. And that was actually read at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in 2007. And it had a really good response. People really liked the play, but there are two different worlds going on in the play. And the constant critique of the script then was that the two worlds didn't come together the way they needed to. And so then when I decided to take another look at this script, which was back in December when we had just a living room reading of the play, that became so much more clear of how I could rewrite the play to bring the stories together.
And I remember reading that earlier version, and I have to say Both parts of your story were very, very interesting, but I wondered how they were connecting, and apparently you've done that now, haven't you?
Right, and Dick helped a lot with that. That's how I say we're all up in each other's business, because he was giving me advice as a playwright, and then through the process, I've been, you know, sticking my nose in during rehearsals in terms of the directorial work that he's doing. So I think we've got a really good balance.
That can cause a lot of trouble.
It can.
But it's not, apparently. Dick, tell us about how you have approached Shotzi with your playwriting background to help her with, almost like a dramaturg.
Well, Shotzi has the background I have. She's a playwright and she's a director and she's an actor, and actors tend to understand everything about theater. So I just assume that she's usually right about whatever comments she made. I simply came up with one idea about how she might mix the two stories together, and she liked that idea and went with it, which was extremely difficult because it meant sort of unpinning little, you know, timelines in the plot and moving them over and changing stuff around. But basically taking one character out of one story and putting her in both stories tied the whole play together, and that was the finishing stroke, I think, that made this play really just good.
Well, that's easy to say, Shotzi, but how easy is it to do?
In terms of the actual rewrites, not easy at all. That was quite a lot of work, especially because I had a tight timeline to work with, because we were already casting the play before I had that rewrite finished. But it helped that I knew exactly where it needed to go. The difficult part, like Dick said, was making sure the timeline made sense. And we've even discovered little flaws throughout the rehearsal process where I went, oh, okay, I say 3 weeks there. That now doesn't make sense with what's going on in the other world now that I've brought the two worlds together. So I've had to do rewrites on the fly as we've been rehearsing.
Have the actors been involved with this at all?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, you know, when the playwright's in the room, the actors don't hesitate to walk up and say, could I see this instead? And for the most part, I say yes. You know, if it makes sense and it's within the boundaries of the character, then I'm cool with it.
This is a collaborative art, is it not? And for those just tuning in, we're talking about the new play called Spikes, written by Shotzi Schaefer's, premieres tonight, runs through the 29th at the Cyrano's Theater location on DeBar Street, being produced by RKP Productions. We have Shotzi Schaefer's and Dick Reichman here, the director of the show, talking about this new play that is loosely tied to the Enron scandal. Would you say that?
Or loosely based. I would say
based.
That. Absolutely. Sure.
The poster has that crooked E in the title, Spikes. So you're trying to get that in there as well. You know,
the theme of the play actually is scams, you know, victims and perpetrators. There are other scams mentioned in the play, which gives it kind of a literary panache. You know, there's more than just Enron going on here. So we're dealing with the people who do scams and get scammed.
You know, Dick, you wrote a play, you're a playwright as well. You wrote a play called The Big One about an historical event that tied more into the history of that play than perhaps the human condition. Or am I incorrect about that? How would you compare that play to, say, Shotzi's play based on this also historical event?
Well, I think it's very similar. I think I did the same thing Shotzi has done, which is trying to reduce and alter a story so that I'm focused on very few characters and I can look deeply at them and place them in the historical context of the event. But you have to change a few things if you're going
right.
to shrink it down to one instead of 100 characters.
And the big one, of course, was about the Valdez oil spill.
Yeah.
You mentioned that too.
Yeah, and I think that the big one is different, though. I mean, it has that, you know, the great event of the big monumental events, the crash at sea and stuff. So there are, you know, plot things, movie-like plot things that I get to do that. There's no Enron was all in the computer, in the mind scam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she's dealing more with human beings directly than I did in The Big One.
So Shotzi, in the rewriting of your play, mm-hmm. with Dick's help and the actor's help as well, how this is an unfair question to ask, I know, but how successful do you think you are at realizing your original intent with this show?
You know, your original intent always starts out somewhere and then grows throughout the process. That, at least for me as a playwright, sometimes I don't even know exactly what the play is about until I'm 3/4 of the way writing it in terms of the themes. And the themes of this play really are corporate greed, sexual harassment in the workplace, and the elderly in our communities being targeted by scammers. Those are the three things that have really risen to the top in terms of the themes of this play.
And I don't want to give too much away in the play, but one thing that struck me was that Enron was in Houston, and yet you mentioned a moment ago it affected power companies in California.
Yes.
So the effects of this scandal or in your play, just the whatever happens, is widespread. It affects people you don't normally think of being affected by this kind of scandal. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, we have two stories going on at the same time. We've got the energy traders in the office in that environment and that kind of culture, you know, where greed has absolutely no ceiling. And then at the same time, you have the little people. You've got a couple of women in an apartment in San Diego. The little people whose lives were affected by this, that those guys didn't care about. They didn't think about the individuals who were affected by what they were doing.
Well, what's interesting to me is that we don't know what Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook is doing. People don't know how that company functions. People didn't know how Enron functioned. It used to be Houston Power and Light. It was just a utility company. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're controlling power all over the country. So nobody really understood how they operated.
And that's kind of what's going on today, as you mentioned.
With Facebook, look in Congress today. People are asking questions in Congress of Mark Zuckerberg that indicate they don't know what he does.
Right. They don't. You can tell they don't even know what Facebook is, some of
right,
them.
Right, yeah.
So I was reading back about the Enron scandal in preparation for this show, and I got lost in just all the different things they were doing. How did you keep it all straight, Josh?
It wasn't easy, and I hope I've gotten the details correct. But that's the nice thing about the internet is there's so much information out there that if you're willing to put in the time and energy, you can dig up a lot of information.
Shotzi's years in radio. She's done a lot of news, so she knows how to do it.
Well, that's interesting because several of your plays have been based on historical events or the past. And, so
and crime.
And
I like crime. Yeah.
Is this something that you feel you're gravitating towards in your career?
I think I've always gravitated toward crime, you know, not necessarily on the corporate level or on the government level, but I was just thinking about this the other day that I've written about, you know, prostitutes and meth dealers and infanticide and patricide. And, you know, I mean, I don't know why I gravitate toward that. I suppose I'm fascinated with it.
You're such a wholesome looking person.
And it's not so much about the crime itself, but about the people who perpetrate these crimes. And, you know, what are those lines that they cross, those boundaries that, you know, that line that just keeps shifting?
Well, that's one of the things I think that makes crime so interesting is that it's a challenge to the human morality, is it not?
Sure. Those ethical boundaries that get crossed just a little bit at a time, and before they know it, they're, you know, doing things that are outright hurtful to people. But, you know, the line comes up twice in the play where somebody says, well, is this legal? And they say, well, it's not illegal. Because
right.
There were not regulations in place to stop Enron from doing what they were doing at the time, or they found wiggle room and ways around it.
So you think that that's sort of the nature of people today, to work around things? Or is that what you're focusing on in this?
I think it's probably always been in our nature.
Well, certainly. But, I mean, it seems like even more today in the Enron scandal, even today with Facebook, Dick.
Yeah, well, there are no regulations indicating whether or not the advertising Facebook designs can be sold to third parties. I think that's really – it boils down to that, and I don't think a lot of people even realize that was going on.
Right, because there's no precedent for Facebook. There's nothing to compare it to. This is the first time that anything like this has happened, and it's much the same way with Enron, I think.
Well, we started out with an event that happened how many years ago? 2001?
2001.
And we're talking already today about Facebook. We're connecting it. The dots just keep going on. And on, well, Spikes opens tonight, written by Shotzi Schaefer, is being produced by RKP Productions at the Cyrano's Theater location on DeBar Street, runs through the 29th. I want to thank my guests, Shotzi Schaefer, playwright, and Dick Reichman, director and collaborator, as you both are with this one play. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.